Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Fury of Obsession by Corinne Callahan, performed by Cole Ferguson. For Callie Lane, thank you for always being there to steady me when I stumble. Chapter 1. Silence echoed, oozing from dark corners in the underground passageway. Beady eyes flashed red, watching him from dense shadows. Hunkered down behind a burnt-out Humvee, Venom grimaced and rechecked his position. Hemmed in underground. Alone, without backup. And oh yeah, rats. A whole platoon of the furry little freaks. Terrific. Just perfect. An ugly accompaniment to an already bad night. Swallowing his distaste, he pivoted around the back bumper and, keeping low, brushed past the wrecked SUV. He slid to a stop halfway up the dank corridor, his combat boots scuffed against cracked concrete. Uneven sound ricocheted, breaking through the silence. The rat pack scurrying along the side wall scattered, squeaking as though he'd stepped on one. Super. Another complaint to add to the pile. The disease-ridden collection of disgusting had just given away his position. Now the enemy knew exactly where he was, which left him wishing Wick would show up. God damn his best friend. Of all the nights for the male to leave him to his own devices. Stifling a snarl, he fired up Mindspeak, sent out a mental ping, and waited. One Mississippi. Two Mississippi. Three. No answer. Not surprising. He might as well put hope away. Shelve expectation, too. Wick wasn't coming. Was no doubt well occupied, playing. The rapid staccato of gunfire cracked through the quiet. Finger curled around the trigger. Venom dodged right. Bullets flew over his head toward the Humvee. Metal ricocheted off metal. Sparks flew, lighting up the darkness as violent sounds exploded around him. Teeth clenched, he pressed the butt of the Heckler & Koch to his shoulder and, leveling the weapon, changed course. Practice made his movements efficient. Experience sent him down an eastbound tunnel. He needed to reacquire the target, and fast, before the enemy regrouped and found reinforcements. One shooter was manageable. Half a dozen, however, not great odds. So yeah, it was now or never. Time to take the male out, then relieve him of his extra ammo. Restocking would help. KOing the prick, playing hide-and-seek in the subterranean labyrinth, would be even better. Combat boots crunching over broken glass, Venom hugged the wall, rechecked his sightline, and wheeled around the next corner. Footfalls echoed, pinging off hard surfaces. Venom swallowed a growl. Smart move. Better strategy. With the corridor narrowing up ahead, the reason behind the male's retreat wasn't rocket science. Practicality at its best. A maneuver based in evasive tactics and rooted in the bottleneck at the far end of the tunnel. A trap, no doubt. A pretty good one, too. Not that Venom cared. Eliminating the enemy, ensuring none remained, was job one. Paramount to not only the mission, but his peace of mind. So screw it. Ambush or not, he'd walk straight into it, hope he caught a break and got out alive. Weapon at the ready, he swung into another dark hallway and... Movement flashed in his periphery. Venom reacted. A sideways shift, and he dodged the fist. A hard jab sent the handgun in the enemy's hand flying. The Beretta rotated end over end in midair. He grabbed the bastard by the throat and palmed the hilt of his hunting knife. Steel zinged against leather as he pulled the weapon free and struck. The razor-sharp blade met skin, slashing across the male's carotid. Arterial spray arced through the air and... Oh yeah... Another enemy soldier dead. Next level achieved, and game over. Venom took his thumbs off the Xbox controls and, with a satisfied grunt, slid into a slouch against the couch back. Leather hissed in protest. Boredom slithered in, igniting a firestorm of discontent in the center of his chest. Swallowing a curse, he tipped his head back, letting it fall against the backrest, and stared at the 72-inch TV through his lashes. Huge. Expensive. The best of the best.